sincerely Reese, and this is my podcast. I would have started sooner, but I was sitting on my ass. No, I'm just playing. I'm hella productive, but not in ways everyone finds constructive. Content? I don't know. My real plan is just to go with the flow, you know, and tell my truth about my family, making music, self-care, and who I strive to be. Some people say, you don't talk. That's not true. The truth is, I just don't talk to you. So antisocial? Not really me. I'm just selective with whom I exchange energy. This here is my journey, no longer misunderstood. Welcome to my podcast, kinda hippie, kinda hood. What's up?
Hello, my friend. It is me.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, we are just delicious with our audio connection now.
Deliciously dialed in.
Ooh, deliciously dialed in. That's way up a level than how I said it.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's my honor. I'm a big fan of your, of our internet relationship. That sounded more scandalous than I intended it to. I meant our internet garden friendship is what I intended to say.
That's great. Yes. Well, Dan, I started following you a few years ago on Instagram via your garden graffiti account.
Wow. Far back.
Love that content. And I have a young son as well who's interested in gardening and things. So it's been cool learning from you virtually in that capacity. So yeah. I'm definitely stoked to chat with you today.
That is super cool to hear. I wasn't even aware of that you knew that. But you know, before we start talking, I think there's something really cool because typically we've kind of defined community as, you know, kind of a hyper localized construct. And that is true. But the internet, and specifically like the gardening Instagram community, is super incredible. And we all help each other and pool data. And it's just a beautiful scene.
It's unbelievable. I've made some of the coolest connections and real life friendships just through the gardening community.
Yeah. And you know, what's super strange to me is that prior to like getting into the gardening Instagram community, and by the way, this is not an exclusive community. Anybody listening is welcome to download Instagram and just follow people. And you can just ask, you know, some of the best gardeners in the world questions and they'll answer you. But, you know, I kind of like my take on social media was kind of a negative one because you see a lot of like Facebook interactions and you see a lot of like online arguing, and the gardening Instagram community is absolutely incredible. And like, you know, like I said, people will post things and then, oh, you have, you know, Kevin from Epic Gardening commenting on it. And, you know, yeah. Kevin's like one of the best gardeners in the world. And then you have like all these other people. And so it's a really cool thing where I've never had a problem like reaching out and be like, hey, I'm doing tomatoes. Can somebody help me? And then you get like, you know, the dopest people back writing you.
You know? Yes. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty inspiring. And I don't know, like I said, it's kind of made me reconsider what I thought of the internet. I mean, was that, how did, you know, has that been your experience as well?
100%. You know, I was finding, I was sort of starting to withdraw from social media, and I use it primarily because I'm a musician and I sing. And so it's a great way to connect for gigs and things, but I was finding it exhausting, and I noticed people kind of are intrusive about your accessibility when you're in the internet realm. And right. So my last ditch effort was Instagram and only just following gardeners musicians and joy followers. And wow. My whole life changed.
Wait, what's joy followers? What does that mean?
People who are just happy, you know, interesting, sharing and exchanging a wealth of information, be it, right. You know, through music, through fellowship, through community involvement, you know, not really interested in the popularity contest that can come with social media.
Well, and you probably do cooler music than I did. So I was a musician, you know, before gardening, like I was, that's why I look like this. Like I was,
no, I'm kidding. I did not know you were music too. Shut up.
I was in rock bands and toured and stuff. And that's kind of what I did. But like, you know, social media, at least in the scene I was in. Now, granted, I think all musical scenes and genres kind of have their own rules, but you know, in the rock scene, it's so much more competitive, right? Like everybody is trying to promote their thing. And and it's so interesting in the Instagram gardening community, because like that is not it at all. It's all about like, you know, here's the best information. How do you guys do it? Here's how I did it. Yeah, it's incredible.
It's delicious. It's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, it is. It is very cool.
So how did you fall into gardening? The music was your background. And so how'd you get to digging in the dirt?
Good question. So yeah, it actually has everything to do with being in a band. So I was in a band in LA. You know, I was in bands all my life, but in LA, I was in a band. And basically, we had been kind of in one of these dilapidated band houses for a while, right? Okay. So this is like when was this? Like 2011 or something, maybe something like that. But basically we got evicted. Basically the landlord died, bless his heart, and we had to go to another house. And so what we did is in LA, you know, as you can imagine, it's really expensive. So I'm originally from Nebraska, and usually bands in the Midwest. Yeah.
Iowa.
Oh, girl, what the heck?
Shut up.
Yeah, so you know what's up. Like people play music in basements, you know, typically
garage. What you can do
exactly. But in LA, that's not a thing. Like people don't have basements, so what people do is they get rehearsal spaces, or you know what are called like lockouts, and those are easily like $600 to $700 a month. And if you're just like a starving band, you can't afford that. So what
you don't have $600 to $700 a month.
Yeah, exactly. So we moved to this house to find a place to practice. We get evicted. So I had to find a place to basically, I had to find a place where our band could practice. So I was only looking for places that were near busy streets, because you want some of the sound to muffle all of your rock music. And, you know, we soundproofed everything, but it's still pretty loud, right? So I get to this house, and this house that I move into in Woodland Hills, California, there was some dope dude who lived there in like the 60s who freaking planted fruit trees everywhere. And it was just this beautiful thing. And I kind of had known I wanted to start a garden, but it was super casual. And so I'm like, man, as a tribute to this person that lived here, I have to like continue this garden. So I'm like, I'll just start a garden. I don't know what I'm doing. But I'll try to learn. And then I went to like the library, and I couldn't figure anything out. And then I read Square Foot Gardening, and it changed my life. And then I was just off to the races, and I freaking binged on everything I could, you know. So that's basically the story. I learned to garden, and then it's all I wanted to do. And then as a quick side note, like I was like, I even like doing this more than music. And then I kind of stopped doing music. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's exactly the path. I totally can relate to that.
Yeah. So that's the long and short of it. But yeah, it's been a cool journey, and it's still beginning. I mean, I don't feel like you know, I've had a lot of cool things happen. Like I was on like John Kohler's show and like all these things. You know, but it's still, there's all this other knowledge that like I have no idea about. So I'm still a baby with all this stuff.
Likewise. It's so fun because I feel like the journey never ends. And the second I feel like I've got a grip on one thing, you know, seed starting, you know, my next round of seeds is shit. So like,
yes,
it's a non-stop process. And it's really fun to just keep going and connecting with the community.
So you're super into spiritual stuff like I am. So you know how in yoga, how they say like how you act on the mat is how you act in real life. You know, that whole thing.
It's not a lie, man.
But it's true, because in gardening, you know, the way that you learn things is through failing. And so if you can kind of, if you start redefining what failure means, failure isn't this thing that you need to be all stressed about. Failure is experience. Failure is knowledge. Failure is wisdom. So when you fail, if you learn something from it, that is what, you know, the best gardeners do all the time. They just fail a lot. So it's like, that has informed my life a lot, because, like, you know, as I know you can relate to, my, you know, those early times of just even like watering, like things like that seem so hard, and then you do it the right way, and then it's in your brain forever.
So cool.
Yeah. So, girl, so.
How did gardening become a passion enough to want to make a career of it and then develop an app in order to do so too?
So what basically happened, like, it's one of these things with the app that we made. It's one of these things that I don't even feel like it's my idea. I feel like it's an idea of the universe. It's just like this, you know, and I feel like actually I've talked to so many gardeners that are like, oh my God, I thought of that. You know, like, and it's like, of course, like, listen, I didn't invent the idea of trading with neighbors, but basically what it was being outside at like 2 a.m. with my headlamp. And my first backyard garden, I just had a grip of dinosaur kale, right? I had a ton of kale. Like, I didn't know what I was doing when I planted. So I planted more than I needed to. And I was juicing every day. I was making salads and I was dehydrating, and I still had leftover kale. And my kale was grown in rock dust and biochar and dope compost. It was like better than any kale you could ever dream to find in the best farmer's market in the world. It was like the healthiest kale ever. And I was sitting there, I'm like, man, I have all this extra kale, yet I'm buying lemons from this crappy grocery store down the street. Meanwhile, there's a dude down the street from me who I can see in his backyard, and he has a lemon tree. And I know that dude would love some of my kale. So I was just like, man, there just needs to be a way. And I was convinced there had to be a way where people could trade the stuff they grow. And I went on the app store and I was just pissed that nothing like that existed. So it's always been this thing of, man, why doesn't this exist? And then I just fought. Like, it was this thing that just kept me up at night. It really honestly did. And then I was so lucky to meet my business partner, Rob Reiner. And he and I freaking made the app together. We put our savings accounts into it and then raised some money on Kickstarter. And now we're here and trying to make it even more awesome.
That's fantastic, dude.
Yeah,
so how long did it take you from start to finish to develop?
So kind of the first step that you do is you kind of, you know, just like you would storyboard out, you know, like a script or, you know, whatever. You kind of do that with an app. So when I told Rob the idea, he's like, I love it. I love it. And so the first step was me putting down my brain on paper, basically, and like kind of like drawing it out, you know, and obviously the graphics weren't good. It was just kind of like an outline. And so, you know, as soon as we were on board and spending money on it, man, I would say it was about like a 2-year project. I mean, we started in 2016 or something before that. And we, you know, Rob and I would meet every morning in coffee shops and we would just like do it and work on it. And then we'd spend some money and, you know, making an app. It's so funny. Like all of us now with Squarespace, like you think it's super easy to make an app. It's not. It's like a totally different game. Like websites are easy now. But like apps, dude, apps are crazy. Like, you know, at least in 2019, they're still really expensive. So we basically, we made the first version. And then what we did is, because I come from the same world that you do, like with all these Instagram gardeners, I just reached out to all my homies. I'm like, hey, yo, here's this app. Here's the test app. Download it. What do you think needs to change? And I have made this app with our community from the beginning. Like so many of these ideas, you know, I obviously like had the idea as a gardener, but like it was all sourcing it from people. And Rob, who makes app, is just a genius with design. And, you know, it's funny because you see a lot of bless their hearts, like garden type apps. And I'm lucky because I have Rob, who's just a genius with design. A lot of these garden apps, bless their heart, they're just not very intuitive. And Rob has like the intuition of like a Google developer. So you combine that with the garden knowledge of the community, and you have our app. And by the way, like our app is nowhere close to where we want it to be. We are still planning features for days. I mean, it's going to be even crazier.
Every time I check, it's even more fantastic than the last. I saw recently now there's trade service for labor and things like that. On
totally.
The- Dude, that's yes. So for yes. listeners who aren't familiar, will you give us a gist of what the CropSwap app is and the lowdown?
You got it. So CropSwap, one word, everybody. CropSwap is an app where you can buy, sell, or trade homegrown produce just from your phone. It's totally freaking free. It's on Android and iPhone. And basically, yeah, if you have, why would I buy lemons from the store if some guy's got lemons down the street for me? Now, I can trade. I can barter. Let's say, if, like I said in my example, I can trade my kale for lemons. But if I have nothing, I'm, you know, if I don't grow food, I can still buy from people that have stuff. You can also... You know, you can also ask to work. You know, you can be like, hey, I will do like a couple hours of yard work if you let me, you know, rock your peach tree out every week, you know. So like it's basically just a hub where people in a community can like kind of break that ice. Like it's we kind of live in this world now where people are kind of segmented off. It's kind of sad, like from their neighbors, right? Like people a lot of times don't even know their next door neighbor. And so you know, and I, you know, we're not suggesting that, you know, we're not trying to like tell people like this is the only way to do it. Like if you are getting your food from like a dope farmer at a farmer's market, God bless you. You're already doing it. You don't need our help, you know. But it's a way that people, if they have, you know, all of us have seen those fruit trees that are bonkers, that are just overflowing with fruit. And yeah. It's a way where people like that could like meet their community, where they could maybe make a little extra money. They could give it away completely for free. But it's just a way that we can localize our food system. I mean, another big part of it is that pollution, there's so much pollution with food waste. So our current like industrial agricultural system, you know, we waste, and this is bonkers, like 40% of the food that we grow is thrown away. That food yeah. goes to a landfill. That food turns into methane, which is even more harmful than carbon. So it's this thing where it's this wasteful system, and we overproduce food. So if you can do this thing where you can make hyper-localized food systems, and so what does that mean? That means that all that food in a grocery store isn't thrown away. It means that people are meeting one another. It means that all that food isn't shipped from Mexico in semis. You know, it's... It completely makes sense in my brain, and
oh, amen. I agree.
Yeah. So it's just trying to make this food system more awesome. And honestly, sister, it's kind of just what I'm trying to kind of capture what you know I've seen in our online communities, and trying to make that palatable for maybe the rest of the world that doesn't grow food or is curious yeah. about growing food.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, babe. So that's the thing. And you know, God, I'm going to give you some exclusives if you're down.
I'm all ears.
So, you know, one of the big things that we really are working on right now is we are, so in this newest version, we just came out with a new version not too long ago. We have like five different profiles. So we have a gardener profile. You can be a farmer. You can be a buyer. You could be a business. So let's say you're like a garden center or like a juice shop, you're a business, or you can be a charity. So we are really working now to try to get all of like the food pantries in the country, at least in the US to start with, trying to get all the food banks and food pantries on a map so we can get like make it possible if people want to donate food to good organizations, they can do it really, really easily. So that's for sure something that's got to come.
Yes,
we have so many things, dude. I mean, there's so many functions that we are waiting on. But yeah, there's we gotta make this food. We just gotta make these things work better, you know.
For sure, that's so cool that it's forward moving and you're not like full stop. CropSwap app is up. It's good. I'm done. You're still act. You're that's great. That's good stuff. That's really cool.
Well, and it's kind of like you got it. So you know, this is, you know, I started just, you know, as a gardener, and in the world of technology, it's so funny. There's all these funny rules for technology, and it's actually quite cool. So, you know, traditional businesses would do this thing where they would do some market research, then they would put out their product, and then they'd advertise. There's this thing called kind of the lean startup method, and what it is rather than just put out a thing, you basically listen to your crowd, right? You listen to your customers, you make the thing that your customers want, and then you're always adjusting it. So in the world of technology, it's a lot easier because you can do like app updates. So what'll happen is we will have a feature, and then people will say, this sucks, or it needs this, and then we'll change it. So yeah, we are always changing and trying to get better.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So because this is all amazing advice from an entrepreneur standpoint for people who are, you know, looking to do things on their own. What piece of advice would you offer people who have big goals? You know, go for it, get your business plan. Like, you know, what's the one piece of advice maybe you received that helped you out?
Gosh. So, yeah. So it's funny, like, it's fun talking to you because we kind of come from similar worlds. You know, I'm still like a work in progress. Like the world of business, like I have to confess to you and your listeners, like I was so new to it. And I was kind of one of those bratty little, like, I hate money. Like I didn't ever take it seriously. And then I was, like I said, I was in a band until I was like 32 or 33. And so, and you know, my job to pay the bills, I worked at nonprofits, which I love. And
likewise, my friend.
side note, what kind of nonprofit stuff did you do?
Mine was performing arts. It was a performing arts center. And also I taught and traveled abroad for about 7 years teaching music education workshops.
Wow. Okay. I did two nonprofits primarily. I worked with kids and gangs in LA for like 6 years.
Fantastic.
And I did like activity planning. So I did a lot of music, but it was taking kids to the symphony, doing improv with kids, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then I worked with kids with autism. So those were my two main wheelhouses. But, oh yeah, back to where you're saying. So yeah, so I didn't really have these entrepreneurial skills, were super new to me. And so, you know, kind of what I would really recommend to people, and it's actually kind of the ethos of our conversation and of the app, you know, community is a really important thing. And it wasn't until like the last year that I really started going to like networking events and going to meet people. And like, yo, it is so much better. Like, there's so many times, like a lot of people can relate to the thing where you're feeling really blue, and then you talk to a friend who gives you advice, and your mood completely changes. And, you know, that's the thing about, you know, about business. Honestly, if you surround yourself with people that are absolutely killing it, you know, there's this thing where people really do want to help you. You know, it's funny. I reached out. Have you heard of the Olio app?
I have not.
Okay. So Olio is this app where people can donate like food that's like food that's already prepared. So like restaurants, if they have a bunch of food they made, you can put it on this app, and then volunteers will go pick it up, and they can just get this food. It reduces food waste, but it's not for like fruits and vegetables like ours. It's for like food that's already made. But it's a huge app, and it's huge in England. And I reached out to the freaking CEO of Olio, and I'm like, I'm a super fan of yours, and I just want to tell you that you're awesome. And she wrote me back this super long message, and she's like, if you ever need any help with anything, let me know. And it's like, that is how the world works. Like, you know, if people write me on like Instagram and they're like, hey, put a photo up of me, I'm like, not gonna do it. But if somebody's like, hey, I'm trying to do a thing, or even if somebody's like, I know you're the same way. If somebody's like, hey, how do I do this thing in my garden? I will spend like a half hour responding to that person.
Yes!
You
know? So I understand.
So that's my advice. It's exactly kind of what happens in our garden world of like, of reach out to people, put yourself out there, go to places that those people would be, find the people that have already done the thing, and just be a curious person. Don't go and try to name drop and try to like be annoying, like, but go and be genuinely curious and ask people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dude, so how do you remain so authentic and true to your values in this world of social media and networking and everything? Because you're so easy to talk to. Oh, you're super refreshing and chill, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't know. I think it's just, again, it's the same thing. I mean, I think I would answer probably how you would likely answer it. I mean, I think that I'm lucky that the world that I've now come from, the gardening world, is like so inclusive that it's kind of taught me about that. And listen, I'll even tell you that it's like, it's a weird one where on, you know, on other channels or like I've just noticed in other places, there's something that happens when I'm talking on Instagram to people about gardening or just anybody with gardening. I don't know. I see it as kind of like mission driven. I think I probably see it in the same way that like, you know, ministers do or something. And I'm not saying I'm a minister. I'm just saying it feels like an important service, and it doesn't feel heavy. Like it never, like I don't ever do it and consider it a sacrifice, but yeah, I think the way that I've kind of stayed genuine is I get stuff out of it. And so it's not a burden, and I really like helping people. I mean, I also do garden talks. So I travel around the country, but in LA, I used to do garden talks out of my living room, like on every Saturday. I would just, you know, I'd put a thing online and I'd get all these people that would show up and I loved it. Yeah, I don't know. I just love doing it, and it really makes me happy when I hear people that are doing like starting gardens, because I know if I can just help them. And again, I'm not the best gardener in the world. Like I can tell you right now, like 20 people that slaughter me in gardening knowledge. But if I can get somebody started and help them get the bug, you know, I know it's going to really transform their life. And that just makes me super happy. So I would say that is a big reason I've kind of, you know, been able to maintain this optimistic facade.
Well, I love it. It's fantastic. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to share?
You know, I would encourage everybody to download the app. Like I said, it's free. You can just look up Crop Swap, one word, in the App Store or the Play Store. And, you know, be a part of our community. We actually had something really magical happen today. It's one of the coolest things that's happened with Crop Swap. So we've had a crazy cool year. I was on, have you ever seen The Office?
Please tell the people. You know I know. So please tell the people.
Okay. So Rainn Wilson, who's Dwight, did a whole thing on Crop Swap. So he and I did a little short together for this website Soul Pancake. So he did this whole thing on Crop Swap, and it was huge and it was awesome. And he like they thought it was this really cool thing. Panera Bread actually sponsored it. So but it was this rad thing where they did this thing. And that was cool, and you can watch that online and you could just look up like Rainn Wilson Crop Swap. But what I was gonna say, which was even cooler, this girl today on Instagram posted a picture of her at an Earth Day fair. And she made this homemade Crop Swap sign. She's there with her daughter, and she's telling people to get on the app. And it just warms my heart. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, because, like, and what I would say is kind of like a last thing is, like, you know, our app is like, think of it like this. Like, rewind the clock 20 years, okay? Our app is like a fax machine. It only works if other people around you have a fax machine. You can't fax anybody else if they don't have a fax machine. So our app only works if other people are on the app. So, like, I would just implore my friends out there listening, like, tell people to get on the app, you know. It will only be more awesome if you get more humans on it. You know, the more people that know about it, the better. And the reason, if you go on the map right now, you know, most of the people are in Los Angeles because that's where I lived. But, you know, like my friend on that I posted today, like, Take some initiative. Say you work for the company. You do work for the company. It's your company just as much as it's mine. So tell people to get on, and then we can all, you know, take power away from these gross chemical companies and meet our neighbors.
Hell yeah, I'm for it.
Hell yeah.
For it. Hey, what's your Instagram handle so the people can follow Crop Swap or you?
You know it. I love you. It is just Crop Swap. It's just Crop Swap. Instagram gave me that fancy name. Lucky. Thank you, Instagram. and then you can follow me at Garden Graffiti.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. I would love to talk to you again. I had no idea we had so many things in common.
we're from the same world. That's all the time. Yeah.
Destined to connect.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Yes. Talk soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.